After the explosion, the crowd that gathers around the gutted This Day newspaper office in Abuja quickly becomes angry. They shout at soldiers and police, saying there is no security in Nigeria. Among the dead in Abuja was the bomber who drove a jeep and killed at least two security guards. Security officers say the bomb most likely was set to go off upon impact and detonated as the jeep rammed into the door. Windows in the surrounding buildings are shattered. The chairman of the paper's editorial board is Olusegun Adeniya.
The suicide bomber came in a jeep. They opened for them because we can't ask the security men now because they are dead. We can't find out why they opened the gates for them.
Adeniya says the blast did not reach the news and editorial departments in the back of the building. Meanwhile, in Kaduna, an eyewitness to the deadly attack there told VOA the bomb exploded just outside the This Day compound, which also houses two other newspapers, The Moment and The Sun. President of the National Union of Journalists, Mohamed Gaber, does not comment when asked if the Islamist militant sect Boko Haram was behind the attack, but says it was clear that the media in Nigeria is under siege.
This has further confirmed our fear that journalists are not safe, our media houses are not safe, so there is need for the security agencies to be more proactive.
Some locals say they suspect the attacks are the work of radical Islamist sect Boko Haram, which has been blamed for hundreds of deaths this year alone. The group claimed responsibility for two suicide car bombings in Abuja last year, one on police headquarters and the other on local UN headquarters. In Kaduna, a car bomb exploded on a busy street on Easter Sunday early this month, killing at least 40 people. No one claimed responsibility for that attack. But in the crowd surrounding the bomb site, others say the attack was a political move to distract the public's attention from recent charges of high-level corruption. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan called the attack misguided, horrendous, and wicked. Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Abuja.